Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Well, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today and our hundreds of thousands of listeners, you know, all over the world. So we're very grateful for you all. Last week, we had Jonathan Jarodes. You know what? He's the Area One Manager for Synergy One Lending. He's a mortgage expert. Okay. He reviewed what's been happening previous in the year and how rates have increased, what's happening to the real estate market as a result of that, and what you can do now to prepare to get a mortgage. So you want to check that out, go to savingwithsteve.us and look for episode number 78 with Jonathan Jarodes. It's a wonderful episode. A lot of great information to help you in your finances. Now, you know what? We've had a wonderful week. We're looking at different topics. This topic came directly from our viewers at savingwithsteve.us. If you have a topic you would like us to tackle, we'll be more than happy to do it. So please come over there and check it out. So this week, studies have shown that with the cost of everyday life, inflation, many seniors are wondering if they have enough money to last through retirement and are leery of going into retirement communities. You know what? Now more than ever, because of the COVID stuff, some seniors can't even get long-term care due to COVID. Many of these seniors may not realize this, but their home equity is likely it represents a large portion of their net worth. In fact, homeowners age 65 plus saw their collective housing wealth increase. Unfortunately, you know, and understanding how to strategically and tax efficiently incorporate that wealth into a comprehensive retirement income strategy may be the key to protecting and prolonging their nest egg with the funds they need for long-term care. So we have Steve Sless. You know what? He's going to help us through it. Steve has nearly 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry, 13 devoted to reverse mortgages. He's one of the few mortgage professionals to earn this known CLTC, Certified Long-Term Care Designation. Steve has become a leader in the industry by educating people through seminars, videos, media. Steve's is a go-to house wealthing source. In 2021, he was named a reverse mortgage game changer by Yahoo Finance. I mean, he's got things going on. He's a great resource. Steve, I want to welcome you to the show.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, Steve. Great to be with you.
I just want to say this. Once we let people know that you were coming on the show, our viewer email just started blowing up. Before we jump into this, I know you're in regular mortgages for a few years and you've been into reverse mortgages for about 15. Tell us your little story. Why did you transition into the reverse mortgage world?
Yeah, I got into the mortgage business, about 20 years ago now, and spent the first few years of my mortgage career doing what most mortgage professionals do, and that's cash out refinances, purchases. At that point, there was a big subprime market and we were originating those loans as well. And I had to make a big decision 2007, 2008, when the housing bubble came crashing down. What was I going to do? Right at that point, the company that I worked for was not able to originate FHA loans. And that left me really unable to perform the business that I've come to know and love. And I had to make a very strategic decision at that point. And I had started researching reverse mortgages at the time, but I was in my young 20s and I had a lot of doubts that I would be able to engage with an older demographic. But through my research and through my studying, Steve, what I found was the reverse mortgage is such an incredible tool to protect and prolong one's retirement. And I jumped in headfirst. 15 years later, I haven't looked back. In retrospect, it's the best career decision that I've ever made. I've dedicated myself to reverse mortgages and helping folks to live a better and more comfortable retirement ever since. And very grateful for making that decision a while back.
Well, you know what? I think It's a noble service you provide. The key here is what I really like in looking at your videos is you educate people. A lot of people are concerned because they've been doing the same thing for decades, and a reverse mortgage is something new. I have a lot of questions, but I would love for you just to briefly talk about how does a reverse mortgage work?
Yeah. You know, Steve, what we teach more than anything else is the concept of integrating housing wealth into a comprehensive financial plan. Steve, for 74% of folks that are 62 years old, they're already short of their retirement income needs. However, a new report came out about a couple months ago. There is over $9 trillion in untapped equity of folks 62 and older in America. Over $9 trillion. And so that money is debt equity. It's not working for those folks. It's not doing it. It's just sitting there dormant. What we teach, Steve, is how to incorporate that equity strategically and tax efficiently with a reverse mortgage loan and use those funds, is in most cases the client's largest asset. Use them proactively instead of reactively. And the result is we're able to extend their finances. We're able to extend the longevity of their investment portfolios. We're able to allow them to enjoy a better and more comfortable retirement, and we're able to make their money last longer because we're leveraging what is their largest asset, and that's the equity in their home.
When it comes to a reverse mortgage, everybody's trying to figure out, hey, will it work for me? Am I a good candidate for this? You know, expand on that so people can say, hey, well, am I fit? Does it work? What?
There's two different types of reverse mortgage. There's a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage. Those are government-insured reverse mortgage loans. And I would say probably 95% of every reverse mortgage originated today is a HECM government-insured product. There's also now, Steve, been a lot of innovation on the proprietary reverse mortgage side. So private lenders, non-government insured, are now rolling out reverse mortgage products. And most of these loans are jumbo reverse mortgages. They are for a higher net worth clientele. We can lend on a jumbo reverse mortgage up to $3 million in cash for homes valued all the way up to $10 million. Reverse mortgages work like this. You got to be at least 60 plus, you got to own your home, and you got to have roughly 50% equity. For folks that have a mortgage, one of the biggest benefits is we can replace their traditional mortgage with a reverse mortgage and eliminate the mandatory mortgage payment requirement. And so by doing that, we're able to extend their cash flow. We're able to free up cash flow, free up finances. And we can also, if they have enough equity to qualify, we can release funds to them from the equity in the home. And that can be done in a variety of ways. Folks can choose to take a 10-year payout, which is basically your home sends you a check every month until the funds are exhausted. There's also a term payout where you just say, hey, Steve, I need X amount of dollars and I need it for X amount of period of time.
Okay. So I think one of the big things there is that it can't be taken away. It can't be reduced. So that means if once the foreclosures and all that stuff comes to bear and the market values go down, even though somebody got a reverse mortgage today, say their equity line is $200,000 and maybe their house is only worth $200,000, they can't take that away. It's not like a credit card where they can reduce your credit limit.
Exactly. And think back, Steve, to 08, 09, when the housing market crashed. You had a lot of folks, a lot of these folks were over 60. They had traditional home equity lines of credit. They thought they had access to $100,000, $200,000 or more in some cases. And the bank came back and said, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to let you borrow that money anymore. And that wrecked a lot of people's retirement plan. That cannot happen with reverse mortgages because the line of credit is federally insured. It is guaranteed. You're also, Steve, able to borrow on today's market value. We're in a booming housing economy right now. I mean, there's bidding wars on homes. You know, in some cases, homes don't even make the market and there's a bidding war already. And so values are soaring. You can take out a reverse mortgage line of credit today and lock in today's value. You and I were talking about this before the show came on. It's in all likelihood, values are going to at least level off, if not go down. So too is the market, the economy. And so it's a great hedge against future market corrections, being able to lock that line of credit in and do it at today's value, not future values, and know that that value is guaranteed.
Steve, that's wonderful. Hey, look, this is great information. We're going to take a quick break. Guys, stick with us. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with more Stephen Sless.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available here at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Apple Play, and Spotify channel. Hey, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton if you'd like some more financial tips. So here we come back with Steve Sless. We've got a slew of questions here, so we're just going to get started. There's pros and cons to anything. What's the downside of a reverse mortgage? What's the con side?
You know, I think it really starts in the beginning. It's all about suitability. And so when somebody comes to us, Steve, and they say, hey, I'm interested in learning about a reverse mortgage, there's first an educational journey that we need to take them on. We're also trying to figure out ourselves, are they suitable? First question we ask, Steve, is how long do you want to live in the home for? If somebody were to say 3 years, 4 years, it's probably not a great fit. And so there would be a downside there. I think the barrier to entry, the cost to take out a reverse mortgage loan is probably too great at that point if you're only going to be in the house for a few years. This is a long-term solution to living a comfortable retirement and doing so aging in place in the comfort of your own home. Another downside, and it's not necessarily a downside, it really depends on what your viewpoint of this is. Reverse mortgages are loans that have negative amortization, which means that if you make no payments, and Steve, you can treat a reverse mortgage no different than a traditional mortgage. If you want to make payments, you certainly have the right to be able to do so. But a lot of folks choose not to make monthly mortgage payments. And if you choose not to make a monthly mortgage payment, your balance each month is going to increase. A lot of folks are fearful of that. They're fearful of their balance increasing. What we teach, Steve, is look, the home is a low growth potential asset. If you have a financial advisor that is managing your money and that money is well diversified, it's in the right market, it's invested well, chances are that advisor is yielding you, you know, 6 to 10% returns right now. Historically, the home appreciates at 1 to 4% per year. And so we teach use the home equity first instead of using the retirement assets first and combine all of your assets. But a lot of folks are a little hesitant because they're fearful of their balance rising over time. And look, at that point, you have to become educated. You got to become empowered. And ultimately, you got to make the best and most astute financial decision for you.
Let's clear up some of the misinformation. Sure. Now, can somebody lose their house with a reverse mortgage?
You cannot lose your house because you have a reverse mortgage. That's a huge misconception. And if we have time, Steve, a quick backstory. So prior to 2015, if you were over 62, you had equity in your home, and you had a pulse, you had blood pumping through your body, you could get a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. There was no credit qualifications. There was no income qualifications. And so the result was you had a lot of folks that were already of destitute. They had already run out of money and they were using the reverse mortgage as a last resort. The reverse mortgage just prolonged the inevitable. It prolonged their ability to remain in the home, but it was inevitable. They were going to lose their home because they just couldn't afford it. They didn't have enough income to pay the taxes and the insurance. Those are the qualifications of the reverse mortgage. Got to pay your homeowner's insurance. You got to pay your property taxes and you got to maintain the home. If you default on any of those requirements, you will lose your home. But that's no different. Look, if you have a regular mortgage or even no mortgage at all, Steve, and you don't pay your taxes, you're going to get foreclosed on. You're going to lose your home. But by having a reverse mortgage, you cannot lose your home simply by having the loan.
Here's another question. What happens, for example, we've got the market screaming up right now with the housing market. Everybody wants to buy and all the supply line issues. I get a reverse mortgage. It's a $600,000 reverse mortgage. The market goes down and my house is actually worth $300,000 and I pass away. What are the options my heirs have?
That's a great question. So all reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans. Non-recourse means there's no recourse and there's no debt passed to your heirs or your estate that they have to come out of pocket and pay. So at the time of your death, your heirs are going to have the option to buy the house for 95% of the appraised value at the time. They can also walk away. If there's more owed on the reverse mortgage than what the home is worth, they can walk away and the non-recourse component kicks in. The HECM reverse mortgages have government reverse mortgage insurance on them. That insurance policy that is on all these reverse mortgages will settle. It's almost like gap insurance for your car, Steve. Mm-hmm. Right? You total your car, you owe $20,000, the insurance company cuts you a check for $15,000, that $5,000 gap is covered. Reverse mortgages work the same way. So you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you can take a reverse mortgage out. And if at some point there is a market correction and you do owe more than what the value of the home is at the time of death, your heirs can simply walk away or they have the option to buy it back at 95% of the value.
One of the reasons why I asked that is back in 2008, one of my clients who had a reverse mortgage passed away. And the reverse mortgage was actually like $450,000. And after 2008, the house value, when they appraised it, was $195,000. When the heirs were looking at just dumping it, saying, hey, fine. But when I explained to them, I said, you can get a house for $195,000 and let it grow. And they went, oh my. And basically, they bought the house for $195,000 and sold it a few years later for twice that much. So they were in a wonderful position when that occurred, and it's a great option. One of the questions I do have is this. In this world, you have divorces, okay? And this question has come up, I probably have 30 of these questions. Divorce rates in California are at 50%. If it's a second divorce and they're older than 55, it's at 72%. What's the effect of reverse mortgage and somebody receiving income if there's a, I want to say, a gray hair or silver hair divorce?
I love that question, Steve. So we have a partnership with the IDFA, the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts. We're working with financial analysts that specialize in senior divorce, and we're helping them use reverse mortgage loans to navigate their clients' financial woes while they're going through these divorces. And so we're using the reverse mortgage as a tool to divide the marital home and use that equity for one person to remain in the home while the other leaves the home. We're also using it, Steve. We just had a case like this not too long ago where the couple sold their home for $300,000. They both put down $150,000 on two separate $300,000 homes. And they bought those homes with a reverse mortgage. You can actually use a reverse mortgage loan, Steve, to purchase a home in retirement. Most folks don't even realize that. Most realtors don't realize that. So it's a very effective strategy, and it's one that we are deploying quite a bit as we work through the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts to help their clients ease the financial difficulties of gray or silver divorce.
One of the things that I have found as of recent, a lot of people are in situations like in states like California, Illinois, New York, where the cost of living's got pretty expensive. Their only options are to sell and downsize or move out of state, or they look at getting that reverse mortgage just to free up that money that they need to make their life work. I think what you do is noble. I think what you're doing right now with educating everybody is very, very important and is needed. And that said, we're about to wrap up our segment with you. Could you tell us how people can get a hold of you, how they can go get your videos so they can get educated and get the help they're looking for?
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. So my firm's name is the Stephen J. Sless Group. It's the Stephen J. Sless Group. We are the reverse mortgage division for primary residential mortgage. We have branches in all 50 states throughout the country. You can reach us by phone. Our number is 410-814-7575. It's 410-814-7575. Or online at The Sless Group, thesless.com. On YouTube is where all our videos are as well. And we have a lot of educational content on there. If you just go on YouTube and search The Stephen J. Sless Group, you'll pull up our content. If you get there, I'd appreciate if you like the videos and if you want to be notified when we put out more content, just subscribe and hit the bell at the top. And every time we release a new video, you'll get to know.
Hey, folks, the first thing of learning anything new is getting education. They've got a great resource at theslessgroup.com. So you want to go out there and look at it. If you're looking to get a hold of Steve, definitely go to that website. You know what, Steve? I want to thank you for being on the show. You gave us wonderful information for our listeners that can make a difference in their life. Again, if you guys want to get a hold of Steve Sless, you know where to do that. He's already giving you the information. Next up, I'm going to be talking about, hey, a mid-year financial checkup. So you're going to want to stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio 247. Wonderful guys, wonderful companies. They're great people. They've been helping distribute our program. And yes, you know what? We're, you know, well over 500,000 listeners or almost 600,000 listeners on a monthly basis. So we're very, very excited for that. Hey, if you'd like to, you know, get guest gifts and background stuff behind the scenes, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us, where we'll provide that information for you. You can check out old shows. Check out our show on Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. They're all there. You know what? There's also some special helpful tips that called Saving with Steve Shorts, all designed to help you by giving my best advice to help you retire smart. Now, today's topic is a mid-year financial checkup. By way, annual wellness checkups are great ways to keep tabs on your health and ensure you're making the right choices. But when it comes to things like your personal well-being, annual checkups aren't only physicals. You know, what about your finances as well? You know, I think it's a wonderful thing that you should be thinking about. And, you know, with that, you know, just like going to a dentist appointment or your doctor's appointment, you know what, put time on your calendar to check on your finances, because it's essential too. So I'm going to give you a number of little tips, things you could do to get yourself on track on a mid-year financial checkup. Now, first of all, you know what, double check all, I like, you know, some people call it subscriptions, but all those things you subscribe to, okay? Use your monthly credit card bills and bank statements to evaluate everything you pay for, from the prescriptions to the subscriptions to that wine delivery, the newspaper, the product boxes, the food prep services, the whole shot. Ask yourself, hey, do I still want to pay for those services? It's often easy to sign up for something because they give you that trial period. And the next thing you know, you're paying $99 a month or $8 a month or whatever. It all adds up. Get rid of it. If you haven't used it in a month, get rid of it. Okay. First big step towards cleaning up your expenses by unsubscribing for things that drain your wallet. So get rid of them. Next, negotiate your cable and internet bills. Hey, inflation is up. Things are costing me people more money. Take a look at Netflix. They've lost hundreds of thousands of streamers. What do you think they're doing? They're finding ways to keep people on the site by reducing their costs. So brush up on your negotiation skills. Save yourself some money by reaching out to your cable internet provider to inquire about lower monthly bills.
While it might sound like a waste of time, you'll likely be surprised what the company will do to keep your business. This is especially true for competitors in towns. If you can't agree on a price, you can always switch providers and entirely get a lower rate. And maybe it's time to cut the cord and get rid of your cable or internet altogether. Take the time to review your finances can quickly help you realize where your priorities lie when it comes to your budget. Bump up your savings rate. Make your financial checkups to evaluate your retirement and general saving funds. It's time to step up your savings rate game. Bunker your 401k contributions by at least 1% and do the same thing for your general savings. Think about this. The closer you can get to your 401k's maximum contribution on an annual basis puts you in a position where you're closer and closer to being in a position to have the option of working, which is retirement. You know what? There's some added thoughts here. What about increasing your savings rate by 1% every 2 months until December? That's a 3% increase. So the more you save, the less emergency issues that you're going to have, the less stress you're going to have. So think about that. Next, shop around for your insurances. When's the last time you shopped around for a better rate on auto, homeowners, or renter's insurance? You know what? Are you getting the most out of your health insurance? You know, just like your cable and internet, now many of us forget that we don't have to stick with the same company. And you can always shop around for a better price. It's typically easier to switch out auto and homeowners insurance mid-year than it is health insurance. But think about this. You know what? If it's auto insurance, and you know, quite frankly, you've been stuck with one of those companies that are considered subpar companies because they insure you because you've had some tickets or accidents. Hey, if you don't have any tickets or accidents in the last 3 years, there's a number of companies like Wawanisa, Mercury, Automobile Club, Progressive. Go shop around them and see who's going to give you the best rate for the insurance, whether it be auto or your home or your renters. When it comes to health insurance, you know, take advantage of it. You might not be able to switch right now mid-year, but plan for it September time, okay? Hey, look, take advantage of your annual primary doctor visits, especially if they're covered. You should also keep up with your contributions to your FSA or your HSA so you can make sure those expenses are covered. If you decide to switch auto or homeowners insurance policies, obviously, you want to double check the fine print to see if there's any cancellation fees, mid-policy, all that kind of stuff. Now, consider adjusting your tax withholdings. Hey, if you've had some major life changes, such as you got married, you're having babies, or you know one of those babies are out of the household and the whole shot, look at your tax situation. You could be in a situation where you can deduct more, which means you'll get more back at the end of the month, which means more money in your pocket to pay off bills, take care of things like that. When it comes to your tax refund, your goal should not be to receive a refund, which means you're paid up in taxes you owe and you didn't overpay the government during the period of time resulting in a refund. So think about this. Many people want to get that tax refund, but it's a little nutty. Think about it. You overpay the government every single month for 12 months. Fill out a form in February and wait until April or March to get your money back and earn no interest. It's not. Sit down with your tax professional. Figure out exactly how many deductions you need to have or how much you have to withdraw. So you neither, you know, so you might, hey, I get $30 back or I have to pay $30. That's great. It's better than getting back $5,000 on your tax return and you didn't make any money off it at the end of the year. You know what? Also, take a second look at your debt repayment plan. For the average American household, constantly working to pay down debt is a reality, but not everyone gets aggressive about debt repayment by creating a plan. If you've already created one, take a few moments to check in on how you're doing. I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Again, I want to thank our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247. You're wonderful. If you'd like to check out get guest gifts and all that stuff, go to savingwithsteve.us, go to YouTube, see our shorts, see our longs, and help you get the information you need to retire smarter. I want to thank you all for joining us here right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, this time, same place. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.